Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Midterm campaign's final hours.
They don't care what you pay for a gallon of gasoline.
Your right to choose is on the ballot.
Push for voter turnout.
One vote can win an election.
Five key toss-up races
that could decide control of the U.S. Senate.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Midterm Election Day is tomorrow, the high-stakes battle for control of Congress. The final push put President Biden and former Presidents Trump and Obama on the campaign trail. Our team coverage begins with CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns and the important Senate race in Pennsylvania.
The race between Democrat John Fetterman and Republican Mehmet Oz is one of the closest in the country.
I will bring change to Washington so they treat us the way we deserve.
And I'm going to need every one of you to go out, get your friends, get your families all ready to vote.
Both Fetterman and Oz spent Sunday in the suburbs around Philadelphia courting key swing voters. With closing arguments made, the challenge now is turnout. We caught up with union members supporting Democratic candidates, knocking on doors in minority communities, aiming to get voters to the polls.
You're going door to door. Every vote counts.
Yes, every vote does count.
More than 40 million people have already cast their votes, and CBS's Nicole Killian says there's been record turnout so far in a state with another crucial Senate race, Georgia.
The Georgia Senate race is in a virtual tie, with polls showing no clear leader emerging before Election Day. In their closing arguments, Republican Senate nominee Herschel Walker made no mention of allegations from two women that he paid for them to have abortions. Instead, his message has focused on tying Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock to President Joe Biden. Warnock was joined on the trail this weekend by Spike Lee. The senator has defended his record and says Walker is not fit to serve.
Correspondent Chris Van Cleve is in Arizona, where there are pitched party battles for the Senate and governor.
Arizona appears to be deadlocked in almost every major race here, with the balance of power in the Senate perhaps being decided in the Grand Canyon state. If Republicans win here, they owe a lot of that to the success of Carrie Lake, the Trump-endorsed Republican rising star running for governor. Lake gaining national attention for embracing conspiracy theories and casting doubt on the integrity of the electoral system. Incumbent Senator Mark Kelly told us Sunday he expects to win a close race. He spent the day in Tucson yesterday with a message of protecting Social Security, Medicare, and a woman's right to choose.
CBS News Director of Elections and Surveys Anthony Salvanto on what's been seen in the early voting numbers.
I expect that's going to be about half of all votes cast. So we've hit about 40 million, might go up as many as 60 million when all is said and done before we get to tomorrow morning. And then we're expecting right now near record turnout, could hit around 120 million. Democrats use the advance vote, they use mail voting, and they try to build up a lead. When I look at the advance vote, yes, in a lot of places, Democrats seem to have a slight lead. But is it big enough is the question. And I think that electorate looks a little bit older than perhaps Democrats would like. And I think if they need to get that youth vote out there, they're going to be playing catch up a little bit come Tuesday.
In our campaign series, a look at what could be ahead for the second half of President Biden's term if the GOP performs well tomorrow.
UVA Center for Politics Director Larry Sabato says if Republicans take even one house, President Biden would have to scale back his agenda.
He'd issue a lot of executive orders.
And says Sabato, he'd appoint acting secretaries who would not need Senate confirmation. CBS News political contributor Leonard Steinhorn says expect investigations if Republicans are in charge.
They could potentially bring up articles of impeachment, which some Republicans have talked about.
But if Democrats maintain power, Sabato says he expects they would bring up a federal abortion rights law for starters. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Elon Musk tweets that Twitter will permanently suspend any account on the platform that impersonates another. Some celebrities changed their IDs to his to mock the move to charge for account verification, blue check marks. CNET's Ian Schur.
By offering blue check marks to pretty much anyone with an $8 subscription, Twitter, in a lot of ways, is raising a lot of questions about who we can trust on the network to be real and who instead may be impersonating someone else.
And reports say some Twitter workers who were fired last week have been offered their jobs back, and layoffs could be coming this week at Facebook. Overseas, more than 100 world leaders are in Egypt for international climate talks.
With no country meeting its past climate commitments, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres opened COP27 with this stark message.
Humanity has a choice, cooperate or perish.
But the leaders of two of the world's three biggest polluters, India and China, have stayed away. And the leader of the third, U.S. President Biden, won't appear till after the potentially pivotal midterm elections. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The National Hurricane Center says a storm in the Atlantic Ocean north of Puerto Rico could hit Florida's east coast as a tropical storm or hurricane later on this week. Forecasters say it could bring rain and flooding elsewhere in the southeast. The annual cotton harvest is underway in Texas, and as we hear from CBS's Janet Chamlian, it's been a bad year.
Ricky Yantis is a fourth-generation farmer in West Texas, the region producing more than a third of the nation's cotton.
Never has it ever been this bad.
Of his 6,000 acres, there are healthy plants on just 168 of them, less than 3% of his land.
Where our harvest normally lasts a month, month and a half, it'll last a day.
Extreme drought and a sustained summer heat wave have taken an unprecedented toll. Economists predicting a $2 billion hit to Texas.
Most of these towns, probably 75-80% of their income is derived from cotton farming.
Texas Tech agricultural economist Darren Hudson says thousands of jobs will be affected, from truckers who drive cotton to small-town restaurants and groceries where workers spend paychecks. Experts say with less cotton available, we'll all pay more. Janet Chamlian, Lubbock, Texas.
It figures to be a busy day today at Powerball ticket machines.
Do a quick pick of each one. Powerball.
With no winner again Saturday, tonight's jackpot is the largest in U.S. history, $1.9 billion. A death in the family is marked by a pop group.
The show went on for the Backstreet Boys at London's O2 Arena a day after devastating news. Band member Kevin Richardson.
Nick's little brother, Aaron Carter, passed away. We just wanted to find a moment in our show to recognize him.
Bandmates embraced Nick after he broke down in tears. He'd posted a tribute on Instagram, saying his heart was broken over the loss of 34-year-old Aaron, found dead at his home in California Saturday. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Dustin Procida says he heard a loud bang Friday night, and suddenly his Northern California house was on fire. He says he believes a meteorite spotted by others in the sky was what did it. The house was destroyed. Authorities are looking into it. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.